The Warriors hosting the Kings as the team's season-opening seven-game homestand continues at Chase Center, and Stephen Curry once again leading the way with a game-high 30-point night to go with 9 rebounds and 8 assists.
These are all different groupings. Bazemore, Draymond, Steph, with Oubre and Looney flip it up and in, draw the foul, and Curry to the line again.
Steph is just a high IQ scorer.
The Warriors with 7 double-digit scoring efforts, including 18 points from Kelly Oubre Jr. and 16 from Andrew Wiggins.
Wiggins in the half court with the hammer.
Rejecting ball screens. He loves to do it.
In the 137-106 win.
Warriors get 39-8 from Steph Curry. 9 guys make threes. 23 of 43 from beyond the arc for a Warrior team that could not shoot the first 2 games of the season.
Came out here and just ransacked the Kings.
Unbelievable.
This was a performance that you want to remember on both sides of the floor. I'd want to watch film after this one.
We were expecting a very competitive game between 2 teams in the West, 3-3, 2 teams trying to find out their identity, but it just wasn't there tonight for the Sacramento Kings, and as a result, the Warriors just cruise to this win, and they were never really threatened at all in this game, jumping out to a 37-20 lead at the end of one. They won all 4 quarters. They led by as many as 36. The final margin was 31, and just kind of cruised to this win, Tom. A little surprising. I thought Sacramento would have been ready for this game, but for the Warriors, this is the kind of game they need because it got a lot of guys going. A lot of guys saw the ball go in the basket tonight.
Well, you know you're in trouble if you're the Kings when your highest scoring quarter is equal to the Warriors' lowest scoring quarter. You know it's going to be a rough night. They had 31 in the fourth. The Warriors had 31 in the second. And that was as good as it got for the Kings. By the way, the Warriors had 9 threes in the fourth quarter. They were just striping shots from everywhere. But this game started about 2.5 hours earlier from the tip. And what I thought could be a hangover of sorts from the Warriors, because they get a big win against the Trailblazers. Well, I don't want to say big win, but anytime you get beaten like you did on your home court, you want to come back and atone for that. And that they did. And then you have the Steph Curry 62-point effort, which had the entire league, the entire sports world talking about last night. You thought, okay, let's see how they come back. And you said it early on. They were the team that looked like they had the night off, and the Kings were the team that looked like they played last night, because the Warriors, not only were they hitting shots, they just looked fresher, they were quicker to the ball, they played with more force, and they got after it, and the Kings didn't get after it. And when you don't get after it, you can hang in there for a while if you're making shots, but the Kings weren't even doing that. So once the Warriors started making shots, toward the end of the first quarter, they started pulling away, and after that, it was never really much of a contest.
Draymond Green has just come out with energy. He looks like Draymond of a few years ago. And, you know, Curry, I think after what happened between the 2 Portland games, it looks like he's playing at a different pace right now than before. And when these 2 guys are right and playing well, they bring everybody else along for the ride.
Well, we know what Draymond brings, right? He brings, first and foremost, just basketball IQ, both defensively and offensively. He gets the game. This is a guy who was, and I'm not a huge plus-minus guy. I use it a little bit, but he was plus 13 with 5 points. The man has 1 field goal this year. 1. And he still impacts the basketball game. So, in a different way, but similar to Andre Iguodala, they can impact the game without scoring because of their intelligence and what they see on the court. Steph, I think, is starting to figure out what he needs to do to get going with this team. Like, what do they need from him? Because he had a comfort zone with the when Clay was here, and it was going to be new regardless this year. But without Clay, without your running mate, okay, now where do I go? Do I assert myself early? Do I wait, get everybody involved? Do I just go and just bring them with me? How are we going to do this? Because Steph is capable of getting those 30-point nights. But what I was most impressed with was last night was 62 on 31 shot attempts, I believe, and tonight was 30 on 18. He was scoring early. He just wasn't scoring efficiently. This is what we're starting to see. Now, it's only going to get tougher for him, I feel, because why would you let him go off and get shots like that if I'm the opposition? Why wouldn't I double-team him? Why wouldn't I jump out at him at every screen every time, make him shoot over length? I can't give him looks because he's such a great shooter and a great scorer. This is what's going to happen to you. And he lit him up. And let's be honest. You let guys like that get going early, forget about it. I don't care what you do at that point. They got the green light, and they see the bucket, and the bucket looks twice as big as it is, and you're just not going to stop them. I got to imagine early on in games from now on, they're going to say, you know what? Not you. Anybody but you, but not you.
And I think that's why tonight was important for the Warriors. And one key point is that Kelly Oubre Jr. hit four threes.
Yep.
So now he can just, you know, exhale and just play ball. And
yep.
And he's really good at a lot of other things that he brings to the table, because there's going to be nights where he's going to have to score. Wiggins is going to have to score because of what you just said, that they're going to take the ball out of Steph's hand and move this right along. So I think, you know, tonight was important for a couple of different reasons. We saw some guys come off the bench. Yes, it was garbage time, but Mulder and Poole making shots is something that the, you know, Steve Kerr has wanted to see, because he's got to figure out a rotation. And it's a rotation that, you know, they have guys at wings that can defend a little bit and have size. They need to find a couple of guys who can knock the ball in the basket when, you know, those nights where Steph is not hitting.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's go. Poole and Mannion minus one, plus minus. Let's go. We can't have that. What are we doing out here? I want to know. Well, I
don't use plus minus. What are they doing?
Nah, I know. I don't. I really don't.
Actually, you know what's really good at is when you get deep in the season and you look at, like, three-man groups, five-man groups, well, you know, then when you look at the differential at that point, I think that's valuable. Who
yep.
plays well with the other guys?
I could see that.
You know, and then you have to, again, you have to go back. It takes a little work because you have to go back and look at the team average. And then, is it really that much better than what the team is doing? You know,
yeah.
Like, or that much worse? So,
and who are they playing against?
Right, exactly.
It's all. I mean, look, you got to really, 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 really dig deep on some of this stuff. But I still got to know what's the longest a game has run out without that timeout in the fourth quarter?
My goodness!
Come on!
Come on!
Come on!
Because
you got to call you call a timeout under six, right?
Right.
So the longest it could be
under seven, I think it is. Under seven.
Is it under seven?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's just this year, wasn't
right.
it? Okay. So before is under
right.
six.
Yep.
So the longest theoretically was 5:59. If something happened right after
right.
six, 5:59. This was a good 4:50 that they ran out. I think that could be a record. We could have seen history tonight, Tim.
Oh yeah.
I'm just
welcome back.
Look, history's history. History's history. It may not be all that impressive.
Welcome
but it's
back.
Still history. Thank you.
41 assists tonight for Golden State. Yeah, that's a season high, not only for the Warriors, but also for the NBA. The previous high was 36 by the San Antonio Spurs. The NBA record goes back to 1978-53.
Oof, geez.
By the Milwaukee Bucks.
Regulation?
Regulation
wow.
against Detroit.
That's getting it done.
How many field goals did
I
they
know.
Have?
That's what I was just thinking, because the Warriors had 51 field goals. That they had more assists than the Warriors had field goals. The Warriors assisted on 80% of their field goals. 41
wow.
assists on 51. And that's always been a staple of Steve's teams, passing the ball and a really high assist-to-field-goal ratio, or field-goal-to-assist ratio, one or the other. You got to make shots, obviously, but it's all about ball movement and getting it to the open guy. And they always say, if you have a good shot, can you get a great shot? It's sometimes that more often than not, that works. Now, when you have great shooters, that certainly helps. And they've had their fair share of those guys over the years. But that's 80% of your field goals were assisted on, and you got 41 total assists. That's putting in some work.
Another one of your former teams coming to town on Wednesday, the Clippers.
Yeah, I still haven't figured them out yet this year either. They got bounced last year after being up 3-1 against the Nuggets. They certainly have the talent. I just wonder if this year they'll have more cohesiveness. Because last year they looked like a bunch of mercenaries out there playing. Even when they were winning, They look that way.
I had a vision of the A-team. I don't know why.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. Hannibal was my favorite.
Oh, there you go.
Templeton face. No, it should be good games, though. It should be fun games. It's going to be a challenge for Wiggins. He's going to have to match up against either Paul George or Kawhi Leonard, one of the two. And you know Patrick Beverley is going to be all over Steph.
Yeah.
That's a really good, really good basketball team. That's probably one of the top two basketball teams in the West. The Lakers, them, and we'll find out as the season goes on. But these back to backs are weird. I haven't really noticed if you're getting a lot of splits lately. If the road team's winning, the home team's winning.
The Kings were 3-3 coming in tonight. They have played three teams.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that? So. Well, we will see you here on Wednesday.
I'll be here.
And good to have you back, man.
It's good to be back.
Hope you enjoyed your holidays.
No, it's awesome to see everybody here and get a regular season game under our belt. And yeah. I'm 1-0.
You're 1-0 with an incredible plus-minus, by the way. Off to a great start on that.
Oh, and man, do I bring out the best in Kelly Oubre shooting or not?
Yes, you are. You are a healer. You're an NBA healer.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go to the scoreboard.
I wish everybody stopped saying that.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is the Verizon Game Rewind.